The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, August 3, 2022. Carlos Lasso, leader of the Bridges of Love movement, rejected the accusations made by U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who asked the Federal Bureau of Investigation to investigate the group to determine if they act as foreign agents. In a communique to which Prensa Latina had access, Lasso stated that the Solidarity Project and its members act transparently and clarified that there is no contradiction in being a Cuban-American citizen and wanting better relations between Havana and Washington. The senator accuses me of meeting with Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel, Lasso said, and stressed that he will meet with whomever he has to in order to demand an end to the sanctions on the Cuban people. He recalled that with that objective, he already spoke in the past with Senator Mel Martinez, Congresswoman Ileana Ros Lehtinen, and Congressman Dan Burton, a co-sponsor of the Helms-Burton Act, which codifies the blockade against Cuba, and had a small talk with Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Lasso, who is also a Seattle-based professor and a veteran of the Iraq War, said he will also meet with Rubio to explain to him many of those issues because he has never visited Cuba. He does not know the Cuban family, and he has never walked the streets of Havana. The Minister of Public Health, Dr. Jose Angel Portal Miranda, informed that the incidence rate of suspected dengue patients in the country has increased for 9 consecutive weeks. Speaking on Tuesday before the Temporary Working Group for the Prevention and Control of Epidemiological Situation, he said that 3 new provinces were declared with transmission of the disease for a total of 11. Faced with this epidemiological situation in which the 4 dengue serotypes are circulating in the country, the minister called on the authorities and the population to combat, both in communities and workplaces, the proliferation of Aedes aegypti mosquito. The minister called for increased surveillance, timely admission, trained personnel, adequate treatment, and closing ranks in the most significant risk areas, which will allow progress to be made on this issue. Egypt's Engineering Industries Export Council and the Cuban Chamber of Commerce, CCC, on Tuesday met to seek possible ways to boost both economic and trade ties between the two nations. In a virtual meeting, the Cuban Chamber of Commerce Vice President Ruben Ramos invited Egyptian Council to attend the 38th edition of the Havana International Fair to be held from November 14 to 18. Ramos stressed that a great number of nations have already confirmed their participation, including several Arab nations. The high-ranking official heaped praise on Cuba's efforts to expand its trade relations to different countries. And in the international agenda, we have that Nicaragua strongly condemned the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, describing it as a real incitement. We reiterate our strong condemnation of unprecedented U.S. incitement to the Chinese government and people, Nicaragua's foreign ministry said. Nicaragua expressed its rejection of the meddling and interventionist U.S. policy and called for respect for sovereignty, independence, and will of the peoples because it is correct and essential. Consistent with China's stance on the Taiwan issue, we fully support their statements as well as the invariable and full defense of the national sovereignty, territorial integrity, and of the sovereign will and responsibility. According to Nicaragua's statement, the Central American country's resolute rejection of hostilities and serious imperialist actions against China are based on mutual respect and peaceful coexistence principles. Meanwhile, the Afecto Association began a course prior to its 29th Congress on Prevention and Care of Child Abuse, which will take place in Colombia in September. The agenda of this pre-Congress, which is face-to-face, is transmitted directly to the speakers in 9 countries and the people registered in the 29th Congress of Prevention and Care of Child Abuse, whose appointment will be in September. In the meeting, which takes place at the headquarters of the Colombian Odontological Federation, the participants analyze points such as institutions tailored to the victimizers of children in Colombia and detection of child sexual abuse, among others. This phenomenon affects millions of boys and girls in Latin America, Spain, and the world, said Isabel Cuadros Ferré, medical psychiatrist, executive director of the association. The WHO warns that in situations of armed conflict and among refugees, girls are especially vulnerable to violence, exploitation, and sexual abuse by combatants, security forces, members of their community, humanitarian workers, and others. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.